Next item, number 9, Michael E. West, Oyster Planting Ground Application 2016179.
Slightly different issues. This is another oyster ground application in the name of Michael E. West, received in 2016. The original release request was for 235 acres of oyster planting grounds within North River, which is in Gloucester County. The reason this is before the commission is not protested, unless you want to consider staff protesting it. We just have some concerns. So as you'll see here in the introduction, staff does have concerns that much of the area of this application is either not suitable and or economically feasible to for shellfish activities, such as some portions of it might be adequate for agriculture, and I explain that to you now. Additionally, some of the original application contains submerged aquatic vegetation, and we do have a policy of not leasing those areas based on the BIMS data for the last consecutive 5 years running. So having said that, in July of 2016, we did accept an application from Michael E. West, in which he requested the leased area you see here of about approximately 235 acres. This is in the North River, tributary to Mobjack Bay. And these are public grounds to the north and south, and the other surrounding polygons are private leases. We did subject this to our normal public interest review as required by the Code of Virginia. And again, this was surveyed because we have such a backlog, and Mr. West did not want to wait for us to get to him in order. Bay Design Group, the same company that surveyed the previous one, did the survey in 2017 and submitted us a plat with an acreage of 225.29 acres. We did review the plat and determined that it had submerged aquatic vegetation in the area they surveyed, because as you can see from the original application, he applied all the way to the shoreline, but there's SAV in this area. We did get back in touch with Bay Design Group to inform them of that. They did a resurvey of it and submitted another revised plat, which then contained 183.92 acres, which is what you see here. During the time of reviewing both the original and the second plat, staff, both Engineering Surveying Department and the Oyster Repletion Department, noted that we might have some concerns about leasing this area due to the nature of the bottom. Additionally, we also did receive an email in the fall of 2017, that Mr. John Vigliotti, who owns Ward Oyster Company and is an adjacent leaseholder here to the north, he expressed some concerns in his email that he didn't think a lot of the area was appropriate, and that, in his words, it was very deep, soupy mud. However, he made it clear in his letter that he did not wish to officially protest the project. So staff also concluded that unless, and this is the survey that Bay Design Group provides, so this is the area we're actually talking about, that we believe the commission could lease at all. We don't think you should lease any of this. This does have SAV in there. So this is the current configuration that I believe is on the table. Staff also concluded that unless there was some significant substrate on portions of the area, that it would probably be economically impossible to make most of this lease area productive. In November of 2017, we wrote Mr. West with that information. He responded and said he believed that there are areas on this surveyed area that contain either adequate substrate or existing shellfish or culch material. We agreed then to do an actual field evaluation of the bottom for Mr. West to determine if that was the case. So on December 7th of 2017, we did an evaluation, both me and a couple of my survey staff, and we did determine that most of the area was very deep, 16 to 24 plus feet deep, and very soft and muddy bottom. And that the portion along the eastern section there, where that triangle comes down on the east side, on the right in that picture, did have harder bottom, was shallower, but also didn't really contain any live oysters that we could ascertain or much of any culture material. shell. So come back to that. Let me show you this. So this is a graphic of when we went out. These are depths at the actual location where we took them. When you get out in here, it was so deep, I didn't have a pole long enough to reach the bottom. So this is very deep. It is shallower gradiently as you go this way. But, again, most of this area from here to the east is out because it's SAV. So we went along this narrow area here and took depths and checked the bottom extensively. We did it over here because Mr. West, I think, indicated he thought this might be one of the best spots. But again, that was pretty deep and also very soft. And again, this area was the same. I couldn't reach the bottom. We think it's so deep that it's likely not any shellfish on it. So based on this study, we contacted Mr. West again with these facts of what we found and suggested that we could support leasing a smaller area, which would contain about 48 acres, which would go from 3 all the way around clockwise to 8 and back to 3. So basically just striking a line right here in the shallower and harder bottom area. In a letter of March 13th of 2018, we received a letter from Mr. West's attorney, Mr. Johnny Cope. He actually submitted two letters. The first was a Freedom of Information Act request requesting all documents related to the West application. We did mail him all of that information on the 14th. In a separate letter, also dated the 13th, he also asked that Mr. West's application be placed on a commission agenda, as Mr. West is continuing to request to lease the entire 183 acres as resurveyed by Bay Design Group. We responded the next day on March 14th with some additional information concerning staff's rationale for recommending the small area as we had already sent to Mr. West previously. Mr. Cope responded back on March 21st, again requesting the matter be placed on a commission agenda. In another letter, April 4th, he noted that his client believed he could make the entire area productive and he wished to seek to lease the entire area. And again asked to be placed on the commission agenda. He also indicated his belief after he'd gotten the Freedom of Information Act request, which included Mr. Vigliotti's email, that Mr. Vigliotti's email influenced staff's decision to review the ground. We did write back and advised him that we already had concerns about leasing this area before we heard from Mr. Vigliotti, and that while we noted his concerns, we had previously had some concerns. So in addition to our concerns, it should be noted to the commission that we did lease this area before. This question was asked previously on the case, had we ever leased this area, and we did. And here's the plat. So we leased area even with SAV in it fairly recently, probably in URA on that eastern side at the time, because this was done in 2014. The application was received in 2013. And curiously, the leaseholder was also a Mr. West. I don't know that there's any relation. His name was Aaron West. He relinquished the lease in June of 2016. So he got it in 2014, and he didn't pay the rent in June of 2016. So he had it for only 2 years, or less than 2 years. During the time that this application was received and assigned and afterwards, staff has begun to look more carefully at lease applications than in the past, when the traditional way to use a lease was just to put shell or culture seed on the bottom, and that new methods of aquaculture cages and activities are being introduced. Leasing of bottom lands that are unsuitable for shellfish propagation or that require placement of large quantities of culture material does not seem economically feasible due to the lack of and high cost of shell and other suitable material for this purpose. The use of cages, floats, nets, for shellfish propagation has additionally resulted in increased public awareness of the leasing of bottom lands in general and has highlighted the necessity for more comprehensive review of these application requests. Such requests in populated areas raise new issues regarding public trust lands to include user conflicts, property values, aesthetics, navigation impacts, suitable bottom types, and perhaps others issues. Stewardship of public trust lands, while weighing the public and private benefits versus detriments, requires a more proactive approach to the review of shellfish lease application request, in staff's opinion. Staff agreed to further evaluate this area after the applicant indicated his belief that it either had suitable substrate or that there were existing shellfish resources on the area already. Staff did not find any evidence of substantial cultured material nor any shellfish resources. And the majority of the bottom is deep, soft, muddy bottom. Staff did identify a smaller subset area where cage aquaculture may be appropriate and or the bottom could sustain shellfish propagation with the planting of seed oyster shell or some other appropriate cultured material. The applicant continues to believe that he can make the entire, as stated by him and his attorney, the entire 184-acre area productive. Staff continues to maintain that the economics of doing this is cost prohibitive and would be extremely expensive. So again, this is the application area that again shows the SAV line. That's our depths. This is the compromise that staff offered to Mr. West, and we would have administratively approved this, provided he submitted a new plat from Bay Design Group that just delineated this area. The corners have already been set. There would be no corner, new corners, so it would just require a new plat. And this is our recommendation. So after careful review of the grounds, noting the lack of success of the previous leaseholder kept this ground less than 2 years. We believe that's an indication that it must not have been productive, or if it had anything on it, he must have taken virtually everything off of it. I doubt seriously there was much of anything ever on this ground. And I don't believe it was historically leased beyond that in the past. We do believe that the likely high cost to make this entire area productive, it makes it not warrant leasing, except for perhaps an eastern portion where the applicant could either use cage aquaculture, subject to navigation, or do traditional on-bottom planting of seed shell or some other type of culture material. We therefore recommend this 48-acre area is leasable, should the commission deem it warranted. We would request that if the commission approves any configuration different than this current plat, that Bay Design Group provide a revised plat, or in this particular instance, we could do a new plat if no new corners need to be set in the field for a $100 plat fee, which is what we normally charge just to create a plat.
Any questions of staff? Mr. Ballard?
So I might have missed it, but was the application protested at all?
Yeah. I said at the beginning that this was not protested unless you want to consider staff's concerns a protest. I don't characterize them that way. I think we just have concerns that in the current climate of aquaculture activities and user conflicts, that we have to take a more proactive approach to these. And there are, we're going to be coming back with some more of these that we are going to tell you we don't think they're appropriate for shellfish aquaculture activity for one reason or another. Without a protest.
Ms. Everett?
Maybe this is a question for the applicant, but are they agreeable to the 48 acres?
Well, my understanding and all the letters I've gotten from Mr. West and his attorney is that they are not. They would like to lease the entire 184-ish acres. And I think they will make their argument today, hopefully, as to why they think that's appropriate. We continue to maintain, based on our field study of the bottom, that we don't think it's appropriate. Our opinion is we think that staff are really assisting the applicant and not spending a lot of money that you will lose. If you shell these deep, muddy areas, it would take such a volume of shell to ever get a substrate where you could get a strike, because they're going to sink into the mud. The cost of shell is very expensive now. It's not as cheap as it used to be. And not much introduction of alternative culture material yet. That's probably coming. You'll see that too. But that's expensive too. So.
Further questions? Mr. Tankard?
So you mentioned Mr. Vigliotti's letter of concern a couple times and how, in fact, Mr. West believes that there was the letter by Mr. Vigliotti played some role in your diminished size of the lease. But what you're saying here is Mr. Vigliotti, in fact, did not oppose this lease.
He made it clear to me in the email, which you have, and I talked to him on the phone, too. After,
right. I just want to make
it clear to me that he did not want to officially lodge a protest. He's in the business. He understands Mr. West is also an alderman and trying to make a living. He didn't want to stop him from doing that, but he just said, I got to tell you, I use my piece of ground, which is in shallow or harder bottom. And he said, I question whether this is. So we took that into consideration, no doubt about it. But I had had a conversation with Jim Wesson, the previous head of the Repletion Department at that time, and we both agreed that this area of the north, Jim was very familiar with it, with the public grounds up there. That, and I didn't mention in my eval, but when you start getting into the depths we're talking about up here, you get anoxia problems where orchards may not be able to survive the lack of oxygen in those deep, deep water areas. Perhaps maybe they could, but maybe not. Jim had concerns with that. So we had some internal discussions about this one and some others similar to this. So like I said, you're going to see some more come before the commission with this similar issue or other reasons why we don't think it's suitable for shellfish propagation. These are public trust land, so they're used for a lot of things, and sometimes other uses are more important than shellfish when the area is really not conducive to using it.
Further questions? Well, I was going to follow just on what you just said. I'm going to turn my hat over from being agency head to being a member of the commission. Why is it the divisions or your position or your responsibility to be determining what's in the best interest of the applicant from a monetary perspective?
I don't know that that's our primary thrust. I think this is a public trust land.
Okay.
I think we were looking at it as, is this really an appropriate area to try to propagate shellfish, no matter what the cost? Jim Wesson
versus
took that position that it was economically unfeasible, and we've used that in some of our previous evaluations. I think that's a consideration that, as part of public trust lands, we should review that when we're giving this person sort of an exclusive right to use the bottom. Is it an appropriate use? But I view that as more of a sidebar of staff trying to be helpful to the public to say.
Well, that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to get to. The bottom line is, as I understand it, you're looking out as the fiduciary agent of this public trust land. You're making a decision based on what's the best use for this overall, for the benefit of the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Okay. Because it does trouble me if we get to the point where we're making monetary decisions on risk versus profit and things like that. So I just want to make sure I understood that clearly.
If it's not suitable, then why should we lease it for this purpose?
I think that's more appropriate than the monetary aspect. Now, caveat emptor, buyer beware. If they want to, that's been the American way, but if this is the decision's based on public trust, I get it.
That has been our past. Historically, we just leased orchard ground.
Okay.
You lease it, you make an effort at it.
Yep. But understood.
With the conflicts we have now and unsuitable bottom, it just doesn't seem, as a public trust issue, that it makes sense. That we should at least give the commission some more information to make.
Understood. Further questions? Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Cope, the commission recognizes you as an officer of the court. You have been sworn. Does your client wish to testify? Would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Who's going to proceed?
I'm going to speak first and help.
You state your name for the record, please, sir.
My name is Johnny Cope. I'm an attorney, and I represent Michael West. Mr. West is 33 years old. He's a waterman. He's been hoping his whole life to try to get some of his own grounds to work, and this was his first application for an oyster ground, and yes, he wants the oyster grounds, and if the commission, for whatever reason, does not see fit to lease him the 183 acres, he certainly wants the 48. But when he came to me first, he says, I think something fishy may be going on here. I put this application in originally, it was 235 acres, and the commission said there was some water vegetation there, and they cut it back to 183 acres. He said, I've got no problem with that at all. And then the next thing he gets, well, we want to cut it back down to the 48 acres. And he said, I don't understand this. It looked like the commission was in favor of what I wanted to do. And he actually sent his money in. He got his lease, had everything ready, but it was sent back and said, no, we want to cut it back to the 48 acres. I said, well, let me do a Freedom of Information request. And I did, and we got back the two letters or emails from Mr. Vigliotta, who is associated with and I believe owns a rather large forestry company. He said, I'm not filing an official protest, but I have concerns. You know, why would someone want all the lease bottom if it's going to be economically expensive to develop it? Mr. Vigliotta's grounds are right here, which he uses, which he farms, and which...
No, that's this piece here.
Oh, excuse me, right next to it. One right next to it, which Mr. Sag told you was too deep. Yet they have no problem leasing that area, and they have no problem working that area. Mr. West, and Mr. West wants to try to lease the area. He's willing to take his time and money and seed the bottom, put shells on the bottom. And is it going to happen overnight? No, but it's something he's willing to work at to make these grounds productive. And then you look at the staff recommendation. And basically, it's kind of similar to what Mr. Bowman asked, but it says, we don't think it's economically feasible for you to do it. You don't have enough money to lease this ground. You can't make it work. And I don't think that's a policy decision the BMRC ought to be taking into consideration. If you've got a young man here that's willing to work the grounds, he's applied for the lease, and the only explanation is that we don't feel like you've got enough money to make it economically feasible, we're going to turn you down. And I don't think that's appropriate. Now, he says it's also due to the you've not heard any testimony or talk from staff as to what a better use would be other than making it oyster ground. I mean, oystermen work with people that put gill nets out all the time. So I would suggest to you that's not a reason that y'all should consider. I'll kind of answer questions, or Mr. West would like to address you as well.
Any questions of counsel? Mr. Ballard?
For counsel or Mr. West, but could you educate us some at those depths how you would make the ground productive? I don't think it's an issue of money. Is science of is there a feasible way that anyone is aware of to make that productive?
Well, I will say, both of us can answer, but for the depth that you see, or he showed up there in a previous slide, none of the depths were over 24 feet that was marked. And he said, well, I didn't go any other places because my hole wasn't long enough. People dredge oysters all the time at 35 feet. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'll let Mr. West answer as well.
Mr. West?
Yes, sir. My name is Michael West. I'd like to say hello to everybody. And I've worked in the Rappahannock for a long time, and it's really deep up there, and we don't have any problem up there dredging 30, 35 foot. And I actually picked this lease up from the state. I didn't say I want from here to here to here. This was previously leased. Then the staff came at me and told me that it was someone told them it was 40 foot of water up there, which I contested and told them it didn't make any sense because I've actually been up there and checked the bottom out legally with the punch bowl is all I'm allowed to do. They're saying they know what's on the bottom, how they know more than I do. I don't know. Maybe their pole is different. Maybe they checked it. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's a leasable piece. I went by the book. Nobody contested it, and I went all the way, and they offered me a quarter of it, which I don't see fit.
Questions of Mr. West by members of the commission? Thank you, Mr. West.
Thank you. In summary, what we are hoping the commission will consider.
Did Mr. Cope, do you want to summarize now, or do you want me to check to see if there is anybody in opposition before you summarize? Might not. Anyone here else in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Proceed, Mr. Cope. Thank you.
What we're hoping the commission does today is have a motion to lease Mr. West 183.92 acres. He's willing to work it. He's willing to make it productive, and I think it ought to have a chance.
Thank you, Mr. Cope. Any further questions of counsel or the applicant? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Ballard?
This was a fairly interesting case. I as well was concerned by the language and don't believe it's our job to prescribe whether someone's going to make money with the lease or not. I think, you know, we have to give a chance for innovation, and that we might not understand everything, and that the applicants would understand things better than we might as scientific institutes or regulators or citizens. The hard clam industry, a lot of the cultured oyster industry probably wouldn't exist if we didn't allow people to try things and a chance to innovate over what's currently known today. So I don't believe there's anything we should do based on whether we believe as a commission it's economically viable or not for the applicant. I do understand the distinction of we have to think of what's the best use for the state-owned bottom, and it is our fiduciary responsibility to manage the state-owned bottoms for the best use of every citizen of the Commonwealth. As far as I've heard testimony, I haven't heard of a better use, and I have no reason to believe leaving the ground dormant or vacant would be better than the applicant shelling it and working it, whether he makes money or loses everything. That's not our purview. So I'm open for discussion, but I would move that we approve the original application with only the exception of the SAV areas carved out.
That's already taken out.
Okay. So the original 183.92 acres then.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Lusk. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard.
Yes, I agree with Mr. Ballard. I think we can't make judgments about economic feasibility. I think the one thing we can talk about is user conflict, because it can be tough for the industry, but we haven't heard anything that describes any user conflict here, so I would support the motion.
Further discussion? Well, you took the words out of my mouth. Had we been in an area where there were potential user conflicts with this size of lease, I would be opposed to it, but there being none, and in no deference whatsoever to staff, I think Ben accurately described what staff was attempting to convey as far as the public trust aspect of it. That's why I asked for clarification. So that being the case, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.